Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people are always asking, what is the secret to success? What do successful business people do? How do they pull it off? Why are they doing better than I'm doing? I want to know. I want to do what they're doing. I want the profits that they have. I want to understand. And here's one of the keys that very successful business people have, is that they take ownership. You may own your company, but are you taking ownership of your company? Are you taking responsibility of everything that happens in your company? Now, I'm not talking about micromanaging. I'm not talking about looking at every single detail, because what you really need to do is build a structure. You need to build a structure and a management team that's going to take care of different parts of your business. But you need to absolutely meet with that management team. You need to have a goal for them. You need to talk to them. You need to understand what they know, what they don't know, and how you're going to help them. If you just go and say, run along, do sales, let me know what happens, just don't worry about customer service, just take care of it, I don't want to know, well, you're not going to be as successful as you want to be. You need to know what people are doing. You need to know what the customer or client thinks of you. You need to understand exactly what the strengths of the business are and what the weaknesses are. And if you're not taking responsibility of the business, you will get those results. You can't just sit at your desk all day and say, I hope it works. Hope is not a strategy. Hope is something that is great in faith. Hope is necessary in life. But in business, it's about action. It's about determination. It's about results. Are your key people getting the results that you need to get? Now, you may be the key person. You know, maybe you just started out and you're a one-person operation and you say to yourself, oh, my goodness, how do I take responsibility for everything? Well, that's what you signed on for. So you need to prioritize exactly what you're doing, what's important. What is important? Well, the first thing that's important is prospecting and driving revenue. If you can't sell it, if you don't bring the revenue in, if you don't bring the work in, how in the world can you do anything else? And then everything goes from there. If you're a company with multiple people in multiple divisions, you've got to say the same thing. Everything is driven by revenue. Once the revenue comes in, well, how in the world do we get the work out? How do we collect the money? I will take responsibility. I will find out exactly what's going on. Just think about yourself as being an engineer, a test engineer, testing every single part of your business. If you're not testing every single part of your business, finding out what the weakest link in the chain is, then you could have a problem. So you can drive your car, but if one part of your car, one component isn't working, whether it's the water pump or you didn't change the timing belt or you have a flat tire, it could be almost anything. It could be something small and insignificant. It's just not going to work. In your business, if you have something that's not working, even though it may be insignificant and you didn't take responsibility to really find out what was going on, your business isn't going to work. You're not going to make the profit that you want to make. So sit down, lay out a plan to be totally responsible for your business. And let me repeat, that's not micromanaging. That's not making every decision. That's not bringing people on board to run your company and run the different divisions. But you need to take responsibility for their training, for their understanding, for their actions, making sure we're putting the right people in the right place, doing the right things. And when we take responsibility, you know what's going to happen. Business is just going to do quite well. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.